This is Passport to Texas. Size, strength, and speed are important attributes for most high school athletes, unless, of course, the sport is fishing.
You don't have to be the biggest kid or the tallest kid or the most athletic kid to be a bass fisherman. It's all about your knowledge.
Colt Anderson is half of a competitive high school fishing duo. Jonathan Gray is his teammate.
It's kind of like playing golf a little bit, where you have different tools and you have to adapt to the conditions. You can never become perfect at fishing, and so that's kind of the cool thing. You can always improve.
Another factor that makes competitive high school fishing a great sport is young women can also participate, like Marina Collins and Mia Sartor, the only female team at a recent tournament at Lake LBJ.
It's hard being the only girl team out there. We're going to represent.
This is my first year, so I am a little scared. Man, you just got to relax and chill. Just go with it.
View a segment about competitive high school fishing teams the week of November 30th on the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series. Check your local listings.
Ooh, I think that's the furthest I've cast yet. That felt good. It's really cool being in this club because you get to meet a lot of different people, and we're all one big family, and that's really good to have friends that you can be really close with.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.